growing edible flowers and herbs in winter. How to bring the garden indoors in a way that's both lovely to look at, can be added to salads, and more. By Amanda MacArthur. I find that one of the most delightful secrets in gardening is edible flowers. Imagine that this winter, while everything outside is gray, your windowsill is alive with color. Bright marigolds, purple chive blossoms, and freshly bolted basil flowers. Edible flowers aren't just for summer gardens. They can do just as well indoors, adding a pop of color and flavor to your cooking even on the coldest days. You don't need a big setup either. With a few pots or a simple hydroponic system, you can keep a small, easy-to-manage garden that brings fresh herbs and flowers to your kitchen. Here's a straightforward guide on growing edible flowers indoors, so you can enjoy a little taste of your garden all winter long. Edible flowers to grow indoors. Safety first. Not all flowers are edible, so it's essential to choose only those that you're certain are safe to eat. To avoid any risk, stick with flowers you've grown yourself and are sure haven't been treated with pesticides. Here's a list of easy-to-grow edible flowers, along with some herbs whose blossoms are just as delightful to eat. Nasturtiums. Known for their peppery flavor, nasturtiums add lively color to your kitchen. Bee balm, Monarda. This plant needs a little extra space since it can get bushy. Use a medium pot and place it in a bright spot, ideally with about 6 to 8 hours of indirect light daily. A spot near a bright window or under a grow light works well. Edible flowers from herbs. Chive blossoms. Chives grow well in small pots and prefer a bright location with at least 6 hours of sunlight daily. Lavender. Lavender does best in a sunny spot, such as a south-facing window, where it can get about 8 hours of light daily. It needs a larger pot with good drainage and prefers a drier environment, so place it where it's not too humid. Dill blossoms. Dill needs plenty of light and does best in a larger pot to accommodate its deep roots. It grows best near a sunny window or under grow lights, requiring around 6 to 8 hours of light daily. Keep it away from drafts and in temperatures around 65 to 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Dill needs a tall space to grow, but the blossoms are lovely. Basil. Basil likes warmth and bright light, so place it near a sunny window or under grow lights. It grows well in medium pots and will flower if it's not pinched regularly. A kitchen windowsill with consistent warmth is perfect for basil. Let your basil grow long enough to bolt and flowers will appear. Sage blossoms. Sage is hardy and will thrive in a medium pot with plenty of light. It needs around 6 to 8 hours of sunlight daily and does well in a sunny window. Sage is fairly tolerant of indoor conditions, but appreciates consistent warmth, so a kitchen window is a good spot. Getting started. Growing edible flowers and herbs. Indoors. Growing edible flowers indoors does take a bit of planning, but it's worth it for the fresh flavors and colors you'll have at your fingertips all winter long. Here's how to get started. Growing in pots. 1. Choose the right containers. Select pots with good drainage to prevent waterlogging. Herbs like basil, chives, and chamomile do well in smaller pots, while larger plants like calendula may need more space to thrive. 2. Provide adequate light. Indoor herbs and flowers need about 6 to 8 hours of light daily. A sunny windowsill can work, or you can add grow lights if your indoor space lacks natural light. 3. Manage temperature. Most herbs and flowers prefer temperatures between 65 degrees Fahrenheit and 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Avoid drafts and heating vents, as sudden temperature changes can stress your plants. 4. Water. Wisely. Indoor plants require less water in winter. Let the top inch of soil dry before watering and ensure pots have good drainage to avoid root rot. Growing edible flowers and herbs, hydroponically. Hydroponics allows you to grow plants without soil, which can be ideal for small indoor spaces. Many hydroponic systems come with built-in lights, simplifying indoor winter gardening. 1. Choose the right system. Hydroponic systems vary from basic setups to more advanced options with built-in lights and timers. For beginners, a compact system with a built-in grow light is an easy entry point. 2. Use a nutrient solution. Plants grown hydroponically need a nutrient solution to replace the minerals found in soil. Choose one designed for herbs and flowering plants. 3. Monitor light and temperature. Place hydroponic systems in a well-lit area, or use grow lights to ensure plants get sufficient light. Keep them in a space with a consistent temperature to encourage growth. Pollinating indoor flowers for continued harvest. Since pollinators like bees aren't around indoors, you'll need to hand-pollinate any flowers that require it to produce seeds or continue flowering. Here are simple methods for indoor pollination. 1. Use a small brush or cotton swab. Gently brush the inside of each flower with a small paintbrush or cotton swab to transfer pollen, imitating the natural action of bees. 2. Gently shake plants. For self-pollinating flowers like basil or chives, a light shake can help distribute pollen within the flower. 3. Create gentle airflow. Setting a fan on low can help move pollen between flowers, especially for herbs that self-pollinate. Growing edible flowers and herbs indoors keeps your kitchen stocked with fresh flavors and adds a touch of spring to winter. With the right care, you can enjoy a colorful harvest even when it's cold outside.